Zogt die Mishnah weiter in Masechtas Idyos. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, our tour of Shas continues. Just think about the halachas we discussed only in this perek. We spoke about Tumas Oyel. We spoke about Meiser Sheni. We spoke about melons. We spoke about sheep, Reishas Hagez. We spoke about mats and slingshots. Halachas of Truma. And now the Mishnah continues. Arba Sveikas. There are four different situations of Safik Tumah, where Rabbi Yeshua Metama, Rabbi Yeshua says the din is Tameh, it's Metama, V'chachamim Metarin, and the Chachamim Seitar. Ketzad, what are the four cases? All right, let's just be Magdim. A Metzoyra is Metama other people Bimaga, by touching them, as well as by carrying them, even if he didn't touch them. Or somehow the Metzoyra caused the other person to be moved, or an item to be moved. There's also a chumra by Metzaira, that if a Metzaira enters into a house under a roof, he's metame anything under that roof. But if he only passes through, but doesn't stop, then things under the roof don't become tame. So again, if a Metzaira goes under a roof and stops, everything under that roof is tame. If he walks through without stopping, we do not say everything under that roof is tame. I also want you to remember what we've discussed in earlier Mishnayis, that we learned from Psukim, Safik Tuma. When you're in doubt about Tuma, in a Rishos HaRabim, in a public place, the halach is tar. Safik Tuma, in a Rishos HaYachid, the din is Tumah. Okay, let's see the four cases over here, where Rabbi Yeshua says Tumah and the Chachamim say tar. Here's the first of the four cases. Hatame, we have a Yemetzayda, Oymed, who is standing in one place under a roof or under a tent. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's near Rosh Hashanah. The Vahatar, a person that's Tahar, Oyver, passes nearby in the Rosh Hashanah. So again, the first case, the Metzayda is under an oil or under a tree, the Tardik, a person passes by. I don't know if there was contact. I don't know if they were under the same oil. Now, the second Suffolk. Hatar Oymed, a person whose tar is standing under a tree, or under a tent that's near Rosh Hashanah, Vahatame, and the Metzayda Oyver is passing by nearby in the Rosh Hashanah. Now, I don't know if the Tameh Dika person may have stopped, because if he stopped, the tar Dika person becomes Tameh. Maybe he passed by Bechla without stopping. And again, what was the second case? The tar Dika person is standing under a tree or under oil near Rosh Hashanah, and the Tameh, the Metzayda, is passing by in the Shusadam. Did he stop or didn't he stop? Case number three. Tumah, we have something that is tummy, like a kazayas of basar hames, flesh from a corpse. Bereshus HaYachid, that's in the Reshus HaYachid. And it's in the hands of a person who's standing in the Reshus HaYachid near a Reshus HaRabim. Let's say he's in a store, standing next to the doorway to a Reshus HaRabim. The Tahara B'Rishus HaRabim, there's a tar digger thing in the hands of a person who's passing by in the Rishus HaRabim. Case number four. Tahara B'Rishus HaYachid, there's something tahar in the hands of a person standing in the Rishus HaYachid near a Rishus HaRabim. The Tumah, and there's like a kazayas of a basar hames B'Rishus HaRabim in the hands of a person passing through in the Rishus HaRabim. In all of these four cases, we basically have the same question. Was there contact or not? Safik naga, safik loy naga. There's a safik if the tardika person touched the tamadika person or not. Safik hehil, safik loy hehil. There's a safik if the tardika person was under the same roof as the tamadika person or not. Safik hesit, safik loy hesit. Hesit means to indirectly cause something to move. There's a safik if the tardika person caused, let's say, the Tamad Gekeli, to move, even without touching it. In all these cases of Yeshua Metameh, Rabbi Yeshua says, Tameh V'Chachamim Metarin. In all these cases, we can't just say, well, if it's a Safik in the Rosh HaRabim, it's Tahar, a Safik in the Rosh HaYachad is Tameh, because in all these cases, we have both the Rosh HaYachad and the Rosh HaRabim involved. One is in one Rosh, the other is in the other Rosh, either the Tameh or the Tardika person. Tameh or Tardika item. So Rabbi Yeshua holds, under these circumstances, it's like Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid. And therefore the item is Tameh. The Chachamim hold, no. It's like Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, and therefore he would be Tahar. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned that there are four Sveikais. Rabbi Yeshua says, Tami the Chachamim say Tahar. And they are as follows. Case number one. A Tamadika person named Metzaida was standing under a roof in a Rishus HaYachid, and a Tardika person passed close by. The person whose Tar was in the Rishus HaRabim. Was there physical contact? Were they under the same roof? We don't know. If both would be in the Rishus HaRabim, we can say Safik Tar. If both would be in the Rishus HaYachid, we can say Safik Tami. But being that each one was in a different Rishus, we can't use that rule to Paskin. Second case. The person who's Tahar is under a tree or an oil near a Rishus HaRabim. The Tami, the Metzaira, passes by in the Rishus HaRabim. Did he stop? Did he not stop? Were they under the same oil? Same problem, but each in a different Rishus. Case number three, a Tami de Ka'idim was in a Rishus HaYachid that opened to a Rishus HaRabim. Like a store that opens to a Rishus HaRabim. A Tar item was in the public domain in the Rishus HaRabim. We don't know whether the Tar item entered into the Rishus HaYachid and received Tumah or not. See, once it came in, it could have touched it. Or let's say what's Tumah in the private Rishus is a mace, then you can have Tumah soil. We don't even know if it came in or not. Fourth case, a Tar Dika item was in a Rishus HaYachid and open to a Rishus HaRabim. And a Tumah Dika item was in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's not known whether the Tumah Dika item entered into the Rishus HaYachid and gave Tumah to the Tardika item. Did it touch? Did it not touch? Was there Tumah soil? Was there not Tumah soil? Did it indirectly cause the other item to move? Rabbi Yeshua says in all these cases, being that Rishus HaYachid was involved over here, it's Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid and it's Tameh, and the Chachamim say that being that there's a Rishus HaRabim involved over here, it's Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim and it's Tahar. That's the Machlokes. You have two Rishusim involved. You can't simply say Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Tar Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Tahar. So we have this Machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua says, doesn't bother me that two Rishusim are involved. Whenever a Rishus HaYachid is part of the Shaila, Safik Tumah. And the Chachamim say just the opposite. It doesn't bother me that a Rishus HaYachid is involved. Whenever you have a Rishus HaRabim involved, we say Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is Tahar. The Bat Tanura concludes that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehoshua.